Recycling rubbish has proved popular with the public, but the costs are a snag for more than one city council. Bronwyn Evans reports.
I never get a thing that ain't been used. I'm wearing second-hand hats, second-hand clothes. That's why they call me second-hand.
It seems that it should save money, recycling rubbish instead of throwing it away, but it turns out that it isn't as straightforward as it appears. Trial schemes have been adopted by several councils around the country, and in Auckland, curbside bins are being raided for the most lucrative throwaways, aluminium cans. Roger Mills, Special Projects Manager.
The scheme that we're operating there is in Mount Albert, and we've introduced a curbside recycling scheme to the area. We're collecting a number of products, mainly glass, aluminium cans and some types of plastics. Of those products, aluminium cans are the most valuable, and some people are able to take those out and take them to Cash for Cans, places to get direct money for them. And there have been a few instances where people are going around and taking the cans out of the recycling crates to get a return for them. This is not what we're really aiming for, because we're trying to encourage residents to put out all the material so that we can actually recycle it. And having the material taken out of the recycling crates goes counter to the scheme somewhat.
You're paying for the cost of the recycling, but you're not getting any of the returns.
That's right. Yeah. If the yield's not there, or the amount of material coming out isn't there, it's costing us more money. We have to run the scheme anyway, and we're not getting the return from the recyclable materials.
Why can't you get a decent amount of money for the other things, glass and plastic?
Oh, basically, they're just not quite as a valuable commodity. Glass is a fairly stable product in terms of the price that's achievable for it. Plastics at the moment are a particular problem, in that there isn't a well-developed market for the recycling of those materials, and the cost of new material is low on the world scene at the moment. So consequently, we're not receiving any return at all for plastics.
Your scheme in Auckland, in Mount Albert, is that a trial scheme?
Yes, it's a trial scheme initially for 6 months, which we started in October last year, and we're hoping to extend that for another 6 months for later this year, to make sure we can establish what the real trends and costs are.
Well, you've discovered one trend, that people want to help themselves to the aluminium cans. Is this going to deter you?
Not completely. I mean, I think those are the sorts of things that we just need to look at. I think on a larger scale, some of those problems may diminish. I think the good neighbour concept would come in, and that if people see this going on, they'll generally take action to stop it.
You don't think they might think, well, if people are so poor, they're going to rifle through the rubbish to try and find aluminium cans, and not try and stop them?
I think it could be something of the current economic indicator that, people are hard up, and they go to rather long measures to make some money.
A trial curbside scheme in Gisborne has also run into problems. They can't get rid of the plastic that people are putting into the bins. It used to be sent to Auckland, but the plastics collector there doesn't want plastic from out of town anymore. Apparently, it's cheaper for the firm to import new raw material than to collect it from around the country. And in Wellington, where there's a cost-cutting drive, there's some suggestion that the trial recycling scheme, which is proving expensive, might be terminated. Special Projects Engineer Ken Mulholland confirms that Wellington too has had problems with people filching aluminium cans, but he says it doesn't seem to be on the same scale as it's happening elsewhere. He says although recycling isn't cheap, it's still worthwhile.
It's an activity that's necessary if we're going to properly manage the city's waste. And I think what we really have to do is just to look at areas where we can get money from other sources to help pay for the recycling, because it is providing an overall benefit, particularly as far as the environment's concerned. It's part of the council's waste management strategy, and the cost of recycling should be included in the total cost of waste management.
What about the problem of plastics, finding a market for plastics for recycling? Is that something you've struck?
Yes, the markets in New Zealand for waste plastic is Getting a bit difficult at the moment, and we're looking at overseas markets along with a number of private enterprise companies in New Zealand. So we're hoping that in the near future the market for waste plastic will improve, and it'll be a slightly more viable proposition than it is at the moment.
Second-hand pearls I'm wearing, second-hand curls.
That report by Bronwyn Evans.